Ian, it's wonderful sitting here looking up at the architecture of Glasgow University. Fabulous.
Yes, it is a very nice location and it's a beautiful set of buildings. And most importantly, we have arranged for the sun to shine for you today.
And this building we are sitting in, I seem to remember this one. It was a bookshop. Was this the old Student Union or something at one time?
Part of the building still is the Student Union and indeed the second-hand student bookshop is still upstairs and very popular with students.
And we are sitting now in the new Confucius Institute in Glasgow University, located at the main entrance to the university.
Yes, it's a super location to have and shows the Confucius Institute is a major priority for the university.
When and why was this founded here in Glasgow University?
Well, it was founded in 2011 and basically Jane Duckett, who is the great professor of contemporary Chinese studies, particularly politics, she had been building up Chinese studies and she worked with the principal to get a Confucius Institute to serve Glasgow and to serve Scotland as part of Glasgow University's efforts in international understanding.
What's the relationship with Hanban, Confucius Institute Hanban? Something's a bit of confusion in that area.
Well, Hanban is an affiliate of the Ministry of Education, of course, of the government. And Hanban basically is the institution that has got the funding and had the vision and the foresight to set up Confucian institutes around the world. And they also select the staff to come and provide training and development for Western Confucius Institute directors and others.
Generally, what's the aim and objective of Confucius Institute today?
Primarily, it is to get more people around the world to understand Chinese culture and also to learn the Chinese language or understand more about the Chinese language, and particularly the culture in terms of understanding the traditional cultures of China, because it's an increasingly fascinating subject for Westerners.
It certainly is, and China, of course, is getting more and more in the news, and there still is here in Scotland, in Europe, a lot of, let's say, ignorance about what China really is like.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, we obviously have to deal with the fact that for quite a long time, for the last couple of generations, that China was essentially something we didn't know an awful lot about. But certainly in the 1990s and since 2000, there has been a hunger for information about China. Basically today, you can't do any real subject without mentioning China. And of course, there is an incredibly important trade relationship, particularly between Scotland and China. So there is a hunger for information about China. And also broadening understanding also means possibly manpower development, capacity building, so that in the future, young Scots can work with China, whether it's here doing tourism and travel, or whether it's going to China and working there in terms of Scotland's relations with China.
It's fascinating to hear you saying all this, because we are sitting here at the entrance to Glasgow University. When I was a student, geography, China wasn't part of our curriculum, and very few people did it. There was very little knowledge of language, and yet here we are at the very entrance to the university, emphasising the importance of China today.
Well, that's true. Although, ironically, geography was one of the subjects that always did include, at school level at least, geography did include elements of China, and it's a very popular subject today in the universities. But you're certainly right that at university, It wasn't taught in that way. But now, you know, whether it be politics, economics, sociology, ancient history, or anything else, China keeps coming up.
You've obviously got a deep fascination with the country and you've got a strong relationship. What's your background and connection with China over many years before Confucius Institute?
Well, I was a professor of Asian studies and I did set up the China Institute at Sheffield, and I did set up the China Institute at Nottingham. And then I was asked to go to China to lead a team to set up China's first Sino-foreign joint venture university under the 2003 legislation. And I spent 3 fantastic years there running that, came home, and then I came out again to work for the Sino-British University College, which is a consortium between 9 British universities and 1 Chinese university. And now the Sino-British University joint ventures, there's probably nearly 14,000 students in Shanghai, Suzhou, Ningbo, all being taught entirely in English, British degrees. So I didn't get involved early on with giving some advice to the Chinese government as part of a funding council thing. And I had a visit before that as part of a group of what we call Russell Group universities, the old traditional universities. From then, it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
And you've kept this going by coming here. How long have you been involved with Confucius Institute?
I've only been here now for approximately 4 months. And I actually came because Glasgow has the Scottish Centre for Research on Contemporary China, again set up by Professor Duggett, who was my predecessor. And I phoned Jane and said, I'm coming back to retire, but I'd like to be attached to the research centre because I'm doing some work on China. And she then asked me if I would help with the Confucius Institute, which I was delighted to do.
Sounds a win-win situation for everybody. And obviously, you are still fulfilling your dream of being involved with China.
Absolutely. I mean, it is an endlessly fascinating country. It's just that I only came into the Chinese ambit, if you like, in my very late 50s and early 60s. I wish I'd come in a lot earlier.
I know exactly the feeling. I was late in life when I got involved, but it still kept me young. When's the last time you were out in China?
Well, I came home last September. I came home to my hometown, which is in the west of Scotland.
When you say you came home, where were you based at that time?
I was based in Shanghai. I just finished almost 6 years reshaping the Sino-British University College in Shanghai, which has about 4,000 students.
When did you first visit Shanghai?
Oh, I first visited Shanghai in 2003 because in order to set up in Ningbo, I had to work in Shanghai with the Chancellor of Nottingham University, ex-president of Fudan, Yang Fujia, and his assistant to prepare all the documentation. So I came regularly to Shanghai then, although I lived in Ningbo.